views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief when you feel your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle for people to call in if they have any bothers and would like creative solutions to their problems. And we love to hear from you, so you can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On my show today, I have my favorite traveling companion, Will Hatch, and I'm going to... Hi, Will, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, we just got back from Peru, and we thought we would talk a little bit about our adventures in Peru. Mark Kettenbach, my colleague from Energetic Upgrade Seminars, we met him and the rest of the German tribe deep in the jungle, and... let's just talk about Peru, Will. By the way, how are you? It was a long, long trip home.
I love Peru. It really reminds me what I love about home. I love winter.
Well, you know what happened is it was really interesting getting out of Canada.
Oh, yes.
We had a big snowstorm the day I was leaving, and we were I shoveled my driveway for almost 3 hours just to get out to get to the airport. And we were very challenged in the wet by the weather the following day in Calgary, and just managed to get out of Calgary and got to Toronto, and we're challenged by the weather in Toronto. And I think, what were we on the tarmac for 2 hours being de-iced?
Just about.
Yeah, and managed to get out. And on the other end, Mark and his gang were to arrive the day before in Iquitos. And they got sent to Spain and to Brazil, all over the place, rerouted. And it was very funny because we all ended up on the same flight from Lima to Iquitos by happenstance.
What a divine meeting that was.
Yeah, it was so awesome to see them, and so synchronistic, because they were supposed to get there the day before us, and for us to end up on the same flight as they were on, just because.
And getting to walk down the last couple miles of road together because the vehicle wouldn't make it. That was great.
So we were in Iquitos, and we went, deep into the jungle. And do you want to just talk about that? What was your experience? Like, it was such a different coming from snow to the jungle.
Well, the bugs were not as bad as I expected, but the ever-present, always there. The little shanty shack we got to stay in was absolutely beautiful, and I've never been so grateful for a thin layer of mosquito netting as I was in that time. The introduction to the hey in the very beginning to clean out their bodies was profound and difficult.
Yeah, I just want to speak a little bit about that. We spent some time with a wonderful shaman there. And my goal for going to Peru is I wanted to highlight a little bit what's going on in the rainforests. There's, you know, all these beautiful plant medicines in the rainforest and all these beautiful creatures that are very different from here in Canada and anywhere else I've ever been, like the tarantula. Remember the tarantula? Yeah. And so do you want to just, so when you are working with plant medicines, you want to be in a place where you're clean, physically clean, emotionally, psychologically clean. And so Ohe, just tell us a little bit about Ohe. What it
Ohe was the sap of the Ohe tree. It looks like milk. Colette almost put it in her coffee the day before we got there.
And yeah, that was...
it tastes a little sour. You only have to drink about 3 ounces of it. And this medicine starts to clean very quickly and must be followed up with water. 7 liters of water, 1 liter every half hour was the mandate. And the purge came on so quickly. The vision that I had was so surprising and so beautiful, so simple. There I was with a sword with a handle made of black steel, and the blade could see all the beautiful patterns in the steel, and it was just glowing with this pure white light. And there was nothing in front of me except for darkness. How fitting.
Yeah, and it was interesting because when you work with shamans, they always have you share the following day or as soon as possible. And the Ohe experience was very challenging. I didn't have a problem with the Ohe itself. I had a problem with the drinking of 7 liters of water in 3.5 hours, warm water. And of course, when you, that's where the cleanse comes in. And it's, it was very important that you drink that water because a lot of, do you want to just explain that? It's kind of like homeopathy with the plant medicines.
Well, the Ohe starts to clean out the liver especially. And it just takes so much water to process everything that we're flushing. It's pulling toxins out of our blood and out of our fats into our guts where we can then purge them out. And without the water to carry it, I can only imagine the difficulty that would present to your liver.
Yeah, and it was a little uncomfortable, but it was a very good cleanse. And that's part of the beauty of the Amazon. There's so many different medicines right there in the forest. And I just wanted to highlight that because the Peruvian people, they use these medicines. That's how they look after themselves. And it's very beautiful. And the people there live so simply. And I wanted to touch a bit on that when we come back from the first break here, how beautifully this simplicity is and how much I enjoyed no Wi-Fi, no interaction. I mean, you could climb. What was the name of that tree that you could climb and maybe get reception if you were lucky?
I don't remember. It was out by the Wambisa Patch.
Yeah, and it was kind of funny when you get there and you have no electricity, you have no running water. We have an outhouse that we can use, and we shared that with bats. So that was quite the experience when you go to use the outhouse, and the bats fly up from in between your legs if you're a girl, a woman sitting on the toilet. It was one of the most interesting and challenging experiences I've had in my lifetime is sharing my toilet seat with bats. Well, we do have someone who's called who wants to get some energetic shifting. We're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll get back to you, Aaron, when we come back. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Will Hatch. And when we return, we would love to share some more stories of Peru and do some energetic clearing. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Have you ever tried maca? Meet my friends at the Maca Team. They are dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements on the market. Their high-potency maca products have a vast array of health benefits and will make the perfect gift for that special person this holiday season. Use maca in your shakes, baking, herbal teas, and much more. Visit drpatspicks.com today to see our holiday offers and specials.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Will Hatch. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad you liked it, my dear. And it was a pleasure to have you back.
Will, before we continue, just give everybody your contact information.
Okay. If anybody wants to reach me, you can get me at my email at thoughts@thisagree.ca. thoughts@thisagree.ca.
Awesome. And we do have a caller on the line. Aaron, you brave soul from Brooklyn, New York. Are you there? Hello, Aaron?
Hi.
Hello?
I read it. Do you hear me? I hear you.
Oh, good. Now I hear you.
Hi.
Welcome to The Truth Is Funny. Will and I just got back from Peru, is why I said you brave soul. So we're sort of back from Peru, but sort of not. What can we do for you today?
I read in your book that you were nudged out of the eagle's nest or thrown into the water on your journey into healing.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you spent a time with different healers, but it was all seemed to be an upward winner type of a journey that you were cut out for. It came to you. You met the best of healers at the right time, at the right place. With me, I've been learning healing for years, and people have appreciated my service, but it didn't really spiral like it did by you. So my feeling is that I should continue using it on myself and try and refer people to the gifted healer like you did initially.
First of all, I would love to tell you that thank you so much for, purchasing my book and reading about my book. And yes, my journey is my journey because it's me and you're on yours. And of course, energetic work is the more you apply yourself to it, the faster you get. And it's always an energetic exchange. For instance, I met Will about a year ago. Will, do you want to talk about that? Because this is beautiful what Aaron is expressing. Tell them what your experience is.
Well, my experience was I first had to orient myself with wanting better in the world. And then quickly along the path, I recognized that I don't have the answers I need in front of me, and I needed a teacher. And so I said to the universe, look, I need a mentor, and I need one really quickly. I've come so far on my own, but I lack the confidence in myself and my abilities to really go any further. So I need somebody who is at least a few steps ahead of me down this path. And it was only a couple months after that I met Colette. And through the last year of working with Colette almost daily, I've been shocked time and time again that I've actually been able to bring some help and assistance to the table. And the exchange that I've experienced in this is I've learned so much and given everything I have has been beautiful.
And this is something, Aaron, that while Will has been talking, and I want to, for everyone listening in, this is so close to my heart. I have a certain innocence about me that I don't have many limiting beliefs left. I'm not saying I don't have any, but I have, I was put into this when I say I was thrown out of the eagle's nest, because my father was very sick and within a 36-hour period collapsed and was paralyzed from head to toe. And it was a very challenging experience for me. And, right after he passed and 5 weeks after, he made his transition, my niece was in this horrible car accident. And when we were told that she was going to be brain damaged, my sister contacted a long distance healer. And this was just a young 16-year-old, boy. And he brought her back to us. He was part of what brought her back to us. This is something that's really important that everyone recognizes, is that what I do is I clear energetic blocks for people. I get in touch with the energy and I feel what is in alignment and what is not in alignment. And I had no, you know, special skills other than who I am. And we all have that skill of being who the person, the individual that we are. And when we put it out there to the universe that we want to improve ourselves, we want to do better for ourselves, we want to do better for our children, we want to do better for the world. And when we're pure in that, and the reasons why we're doing it are in alignment with our heart, then comes the part where the confidence. I'd like to talk about that, and I'd like to do some energetic shifting for you, Aaron, and for the people around. When I get in touch with your energy, the word healing has, it's kind of like, no, we're not allowed to, a lot of us don't allow ourselves to recognize that the healing comes from any client I'm working with, anyone listening in right now. Any healing that happens is coming from that person and from their desire to shift into better. What I am doing is I am identifying, as I'm speaking now, energetic weaknesses that would prevent that. One of the things that is really, really significant, and Will and I can talk about this, because, I mean, when you're in a country like Peru, and as I said, I enjoyed not having the connection. I mean, I love technology and the fact that we can connect on this wonderful radio show, and that, you know, we have the ability to have access to all this information. But every once in a while, it is really, really awesome to take a break from that and just go deep within ourselves and allow ourselves to feel. And instead of thinking so much, feel. And that would be my advice to you, Aaron, is that you are doing wonderful, wonderful work. We all are on this planet, and our connection to each other and our desire and our inspiration for improvement in ourselves and improvement in others, do not underestimate that. And so I just want to strengthen that for everyone listening in. I have met so many people over the years that have this desire to have a better life and to do better for themselves and other people. And this is what I'm strengthening right now energetically, is for everyone. It may seem, if you're listening right now, that you don't have the skills and you don't have the ability. Once you set your intention and you open your heart to the experience, what happens is you start to attract, like a magnet, other people that are going to facilitate your journey. And this is really, really a beautiful thing, because no one is going to have the same journey as I had. I applied myself very extensively. I dedicated my time to studying and learning what the best way for me. And as I did that, I recognized that these mentors would show up in my life, and I would end up having conversation with them. And the next thing you know, I was working with them. And this is something that all of you have the ability to do. We're going to have to take a quick break right now. And Will, on the break, you and I are going to just do some energetic shifting for Aaron. And then when we come back, what I would like to see is how Aaron feels about... Aaron, is that okay with you to hang on until after the break?
Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so we're going
Thank
to,
you.
And then, and we'll work on this for you and everybody else, because it really, I'm so grateful for you to call in and present this question. This is very close to my heart. This is why I do energetic upgrade seminars with Mark Kettenbach. He's also dedicated to that. We love to share tools, because for every single person that shifts into better, it improves the entire situation for the earth. And really, so many of us are walking on this planet right now, confused and in fear. And the bottom line is that when you choose to love yourself and to better yourself, what happens is everything else falls into place around you, and the universe is going to support that for you. And the connection to that we all have with each other is the connection. I feel very firmly that that connection is a condition of the human nature, which is unconditional love. That's what we come into this world with as babies. And sometimes that gets a little bit distorted, and then we just get back on track when we center ourselves. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I love the maca team. Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes at and above 13,000 feet in the Andes. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. And they are delicious! Many of the customers want to know which is the best maca for their lifestyle, age, activity level, and health goals. These are the three main questions to answer before you purchase. Which color of maca is best for your specific purpose? Is raw or gelatinized the best maca for you? Should you use maca powders, maca capsules, or maca extracts? You can try selections of all of these products to see which will work best for you. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Okay, Tokyo,
South America,
Australia,
France,
Germany,
UK,
Africa.
Calling out around the world, are you ready? I am Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Will Hatch here. We are fresh back from Peru. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted to express my gratitude and love for David Bowie. It was sad at first to hear when I got back to civilization, as we call it, that this beautiful, gentle soul has made his transition. His music is inspiring and inspired so many people. And this is something that we were just talking about before the break with Aaron, is that everyone has their own way of clearing energy. I do it in this way. I'm very, very highly trained. I have put a lot of effort into that. And I also recognize that I was also just born this way. And David Bowie is a beautiful example of someone who shared his soul and brought so much beauty to the world. And so, Will, on the break, we were talking about the day that David passed is when we were climbing Machu Picchu.
How fitting.
And, you know, I want to send some of that beautiful, beautiful energy out to his close loved ones and all the people, all his fans that are, feeling this transition, and just, lots of love to you, David Bowie, and send some of that Machu Picchu wonderful energy your way and to your family and your and close loved ones. And so we have, there we go. And we have Aaron on the line. And Will, you would like to say a few words to Aaron.
So that song came in at such a perfect time. I love how Brian does this, because it's helped me through some times, because at some point we've all been Major Tom. We've all been just so completely lost and trying to figure it out. And so what comes up when I connect with you, Aaron, is reminding me of my path to this point in a lot of ways. Trying to reason through it, and always with the doubt and the second guessing and the wondering. And what got me started really was I recognized that there's a fatal flaw in the philosophy of humanity. We start off saying, I think, therefore I am. And then we build this system of beliefs in what the world around us really is. And it's all created in the mind by our own perceptions. It's always just our best guess. So I started off by consciously forgetting everything I thought I knew. And it took me weeks and weeks of just meditating on doing nothing to be able to start to see that I am nothing. At the same time, I am everything. And once I could then see that, then I can access all the power of the everything, bring it into the nothing, and do work with it.
So, Aaron, how are you feeling right now?
You're very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But the fact is, as you said, you were born that way. Dr. Ewan complimented you even before you had your final top certification. Other healers, top healers, seem to resonate right away. So the fact that I've been for years, and I you did help. Whatever you did, I feel more encouraged to go on. Right now I'm involved. In your book, Poneman, the two partners on miracles. They have a year-long program. Two ladies. Yeah. So I'm involved. Tonight I'm going to get involved with that program. I was in with Levinson Center for Healing. You probably heard Sedona Method, and I'm involved with a number. Of course, my religion has a lot of mysticism, a lot of truth to that. And people have complimented me. I've done good in the world. I appreciate what you're saying. But as far as a healer is concerned, my feeling is I should. It's good what you did. It helps me continue. But if there are people like you both out there with already track records, if a person is ready to go to someone with a track record, that the truth is most of them, they're not ready to go. They're ready to hear what I have to say and to try out what I have at the moment with them. But I don't have the, as you said, the confidence or the belief that I would make the major difference that they're interested in. You write in your book, we shouldn't judge. That is true, but for the public, when someone needs help, they do judge.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And so would just strengthen your perception around yourself. I receive emails from people, and yes, there's an element. I don't want to just put it out there that, everybody has the ability to heal themselves and to clear energetic blocks for others. Having said that, yes, there's some training involved, and there's a certain, for myself, I just love to see people do well, do good work. And I'm getting you do a lot of very good work, Aaron, and I want to thank you so much for calling in. And start to notice the people around you and the effect that you're having, because when I tested energetically, I have so much appreciation for all the good work you do and that love that you're putting out for others and for yourself. And I'm just strengthening that. And thank you so much for calling in. Will, any last words to Aaron?
All that comes up is this reiteration that I've been putting through Colette's head over and over and over again over the last few weeks, that the world is perfect. Even your desire to change the world is perfect, because you are perfect. And the process that you're in is perfect. Because you couldn't learn these things without going through this process.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
So I'm just grateful to be able to see it. Sorry, I'm done now, Colette.
No, that's wonderful. Don't be sorry. Aaron, really, really good work. Thank you for calling in. Will, your experience with that, because I do have a wealth of, I've been blessed by having all these wonderful mentors in my life and by being me, I guess. And, when we went to the jungle and we were, my desire to work with shamans was for me to speed up the process with the plant medicine. And that, I want to talk about what that involves. Just quickly around that, you're so good at explaining this, Will. And I want people out there who are listening to understand that we are gifted on this planet with these beautiful, beautiful medicines. And they come in a plant form, and I'm going to let Will talk about that now.
So I guess now we are getting into the ayahuasca specifically. And what it has offered to us personally. And the ayahuasca is this beautiful drink made down in the Amazon out of the ayahuasca vine, which is a psychedelic yahe. If you watch carefully enough, might get lucky enough to see a jaguar chewing on it, doing the traditional cat puke. And then they bring in another plant, the wambisa or the chacruna. And this is another helper in teaching. The wambisa and the chacruna really help to open up the visionary states to allow the teachings.
Can you hold and that then, thought, Will, because we have to take another break here.
I might let it go.
And then when we come back, we'll just talk a little bit more about that. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. Thank you, Aaron. I just want to say for reading my book, thank you for the wonderful reviews I'm getting on the book on Amazon. Speaking of the Amazon. thank you all for that. Word of warning that reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have my favorite traveling companion, fresh back from Peru. Sort of back from Peru, hey, Will.
One and, foot in, one foot out.
Yeah. And we were just talking about plant medicines. And I just would like for the last portion of the show here for you to share some of your beautiful knowledge. You have so much knowledge about the forest.
Thank you. So where I left off was essentially the heart of the ayahuasca brew, which we got to partake in down in South America. And where I want to go with this next is that there are more teacher plants than what we recognize, because the other admixtures that come into the ayahuasca brew, tobacco comes in, because tobacco is a very protective and cleansing sort of spirit behind it. Then the ones that are shocking is the things like the flowers. When we bring the flowers into the brew, then we get the energy behind the beautiful flowers, which is not something quite so obvious. You know, you go out and you eat a flower, you're not going to have some visionary state. But when you're already open to this visionary state, and then you bring in the energy of a simple flower, then you can really start to appreciate what this thing can do for you. And in the case of what we enjoyed out there, we got to have, I cannot think of the name of the flower right now, but it was such a beautiful heart-opening experience. Now, for what this has helped reinforce to me is how I grew up in the forest. And I spent so much time out there alone with all the plants. And trees, I get this feeling like this tree is calling to me. I want to go sit by it. And then I get there and I feel a peace, or I have an insight that I don't think I would have gotten otherwise. The stones, they call to me. I want to pick it up. I want to sit there and look at it. And while I'm there, the questions going through my mind, the insights that come in are just profound and beautiful. And once I really started to recognize some of my teachers, it's been so beautiful. The relationship that I've had with them has come so much stronger and so much clearer. And I find I get to learn so much from being with the trees, which is where I'm doing the show from today.
Yeah, I'll brave you out in Calgary, Alberta. And you said you just felt this deep need to be one with nature. It's a little bit jarring to come back from Peru and from the simplicity and the beauty of all this teeming life. You know, the jungle's a very busy place. And, you know, after we had, I think we were in the jungle for about 8 days, and then we moved on to, we went to a yoga retreat. Do you want to talk about that?
Yoga Lima Tambo was just such a beautiful energy put in there by the owners, Oda and Armand, because they have such a love for the rainforest and a love for what it has to offer. And they set out, they wanted to be able to share it. So Oda does guided tours, Armando does beautiful ceramic arts, and they operate this absolutely amazing retreat where we got to sit at just about the same elevation as Machu Picchu and just bask for a few days in good food, beautiful gardens, so much life, just to prepare us for what we were about to receive once we got up on Machu Picchu, and to prepare us for the physical challenges of existing so high up in the sky.
And, you know, their place was just incredible. Like, we were, it's off the beaten path, and it was very just the food, the simplicity of the food, everything organic, and the preparation of the food, and, you know, the presentation, the artistry was just amazing. And this is something that I feel that people, if they just start to recognize that, you know, we have the power within us to recognize the beauty that's around us, or to recognize what's wrong around us, what we call wrong. And just, you know, eating their beautiful meals, like with their so lovingly presented, was incredible. And this just beautiful quietness that we were surrounded by.
And you know, on top of all that, the buildings were constructed out of stone, cob, and eucalyptus wood.
Yeah.
And the energy that these buildings were holding was just perfect.
And this is something that, you know, the physical environment around us was so comforting. Talk about that a little bit.
I've got some absolutely incredible photographs of the views and the gardens and of the far off Andes. It was so peaceful. And then going up to Machu Picchu, the energy just kept getting so much more intense at the same time as it was coming. And by the time that we got up there, we spent the night right outside the gates so that we were there, able to walk on Machu Picchu as soon as the gates opened up, and put my head down and just followed my feet, basically. And next thing we knew, we were some of the very first people up on the sacred square at the top, and we had it to ourselves for a few moments. And that was just so incredible, to bask in that environment that somebody had so painstakingly and lovingly created hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, it was a stillness about the place that you could feel in your heart, and the support. And I love the intricacy of how they put it together. This structure that's standing, and it's just done with love, and you can just feel all the energy coming in and feel supported on this planet by that beautiful, loving energy. We're at the end of the show pretty much. We've got a couple more minutes here. Any last words, Will, that you would like to share with people? For today.
Gifts are so important, and nothing carries such a powerful energy as a gift. And these teachers that we have around us, they are gifts. They give freely so much knowledge. And through recognizing that, I find that they just want to give more. And they love to be appreciated. So thank you for all the gifts.
That's beautiful. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I've had Will Hatch on here, and we've been talking about the beauty of Peru, and your parting words are beautiful about a gift. So I would like to send out a big, beautiful, energetic gift to all the wonderful people in Peru, all the beauty that we were gifted with while we were there, and the wonderful energy, and spinning that out to all of you listening right now, that, and just encouraging everyone to go to their heart and go to their center and allow themselves to be with nature at least for a little bit every day. And so if you do that and you allow yourself to feel that, your day will go better. So lots of love to you all out there. And I will be back next week, next Wednesday, 2 o'clock a.m. Amen. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.